Welcome to the Your Opinion Doesn't Matter podcast.
Hey.
We have a duo today, but we got other comrades coming along. We're going to call them. We're going to seek out and destroy the Young Bucks. Okay? Well, we're not going to challenge them. We're just going to pick their brains and see where they're at in life. Their direction they want to go.
You did?
I am one of the hosts, Sensei Lamont. And I'm here with none other. Then, the Frisky. Ooh, I will not call her a feline. Mrs. K, how are you doing?
You stay saying Mrs. K. It's Ms. K. Thank you.
Ooh, Ms. K, if you nest there. Listen, got a question for you, man.
What?
For you to hear your child, a boy or girl is gay, which one would hit harder for you? What would hit harder for you?
Neither one.
Neither one?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean, neither one?
Neither one.
So you would respect it the same no matter what?
I would.
Why is it that men, they take it, they have a double standard by themselves. Maybe it could affect them more. It would affect them no matter whichever way, but it would, if they find out their child is gay. Now, to find out their daughter's gay, they wouldn't be over the top so aggressively angry. But if they find out their son, they figure like it's a total disappointment. It's like, I don't know. Like, you know, like, how do women, I know you said before that it's no matter whichever way for you, a boy or girl, you still gonna feel the same love for them. However, tell me some things. Why do you think men, not all men, but why do you think a lot of men really, 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 really,
I've been trying to dissect it for so long. I spent 10 years in the South, and I remember going up to the LGBT parade that they had going on at that time. And I saw different walks of gay men. And because of me and my personality, I approached them. I asked questions and I asked them why. And a lot of them were open. Some said they were turned out. Some said they knew from they were young that that's what they are. Then a decade later, now we have all these different labels. And I know for my culture and the West Indian culture of Jamaica, I can't speak for the rest of the cultures of the Caribbean islands, but I'm going to go based off mine. And again, podcast land, this is my views, my values, and your opinion doesn't matter. However, coming up in my culture, it was shunned upon. And I'm going to speak a little dialect, a little
patois.
Thank you. Couldn't even get it out. A little patois. So for us, it's like, no batiman, and things like that. And it's like, oh my God, then batiman afishak get shut down. And like, really saying that the gay guys got to get shot. Like,
how does the West Indies handle the girls that's gay? Is it?
I didn't follow up with it. So I can't answer that. I really can't, because honestly, I don't really know that many gay Jamaican women. But now I see a lot of guys that I'm like, whoa. And I know that a lot of the men in that cult, in our culture, when they find out that their son is gay, it's a big embarrassment to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that world is bigger than us.
Mm-hmm.
No one will take the time to go and search the history of where it came from, the origin of it, because they were always around 70s, 80s, even before the 70s, but very discreet. It wasn't in your face. It wasn't so on TV. And if they were, you didn't know they were. You have actors that, you have TV shows that we grew up with in the 70s and the 80s. At one time, George Jefferson, remember George Jefferson? Mm-hmm. I think that he was something of the sort. I forgot there was this.
George.
Yeah, there was this.
Yeah, Wheezy.
There was this fancy club. I forgot what it was called, and all of the of that.
It was in that mix.
Right, was at that club. I forget. You know the name of the club too. I can't remember.
Studio 54.
You're right. There you go. So, and I'm just getting this information from my uncles and my aunt coming up in that era. So they would tell us of the actors who were on TV at that time, who were and whatnot. Because
you say he was like that in real life.
Right, real life. Because my uncles and my aunt, they would party goers, they go out, and they know my uncles were, they are the, at the time was the know who know all.
If I found out, like, if my child was gay, that's tough. I mean, my opinion is that, like, I would still, you know, that's my child. So I wouldn't want to, like, kick them out or, like, abandon them or anything. I would, you know, want to know what was the reason, what was the triggers or the trauma behind that, or what was the motivation. I'll sit down, have a talk, and... Yeah, I mean, I
you tongue tied there, boy.
You know, yeah, man. I mean, that would be a tough situation, because I disagree with, you know, my child, like, you know, being gay, but if the child is, then yeah, I would have no choice but to support it.
Mm-hmm.
As a parent,
yeah, you'd have to support. Yeah. Hey, how you doing? I mean, it's like you gotta support your child. But I mean, what would hurt you more, hearing it, your son or your daughter? What would make you
both? Matter of fact, it would be both, no matter what. Yeah, no matter if it's man or woman, you know, it would be both. You know,
for me. Both of you.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know how to feel. For me, right away, I'm going to ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing I start to do, is just to ask questions. And then, because it's not an initial thing where I can't make you change what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's not much of a, it's more so not a, I feel upset and this is just what it is. I can't change that if that's what they are. So I just got to deal with it. And I take that from experience, because my brother is. So it's like, I ain't taking no way when I was told. I just was like, okay, whatever. And just like, go with that.
Mm-hmm. And I was speaking that men, for like a lot of men, it's like a double standard in the sense, like, yo, listen, my son is like, like some men, there was actually a story a couple of years back when a man came and killed his son when he heard about his son being gay.
Yeah, he heard that.
He killed him. He shot him and didn't leave the scene. He killed him, like, boom. It's just, I know people take that hard. They take it personally, you know. I don't know why it's a big double standard of, you know, listen, oh, I'd rather my daughter than my son. But they look at their son as like a reflection of them.
Yeah, but they can't control how they feel. If that's how they feel, and that's like who they are, why get upset? You should allow them to live their life and be who they are. But we know men, a lot of men take it a certain way, and they have that mindset that they're not going to change their mind. They're not going to sit here and, how do I say it? they're not growing, put it this way, they're not growing with the times. The way life is going right now, they're not growing with it. Right. They're not going to choose to. So, and it comes down to the whole thing with the street mindset and stuff like that. To me, why they're like, nah, my child, my son, of all people, is not happening.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep. That's I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you. Men are something else.
All right, what's the question?
Ready? How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 30.
Okay. All right. So do you have any friends that are 26, 27, 25, 24?
Yes.
That you rock with? Strong? Yes. Okay. Why is it that your friends in that age group may not probably specifically yours, but if you know any guys in that age group, anywhere from like 24 to 28, 29, why is it that they think they can handle older women? and let me speak their lingo right now. Why is it that they think that they can handle a MILF? MILF.
Well, a MILF stands for white woman. So,
well, according to what I'm hearing in our culture is, older woman. Mm-hmm. That
what's the word? MILF or cougar, right? Or no?
That too.
Yeah, MILF.
Oh,
man. You know, y'all know the abbreviation for MILF, right? You know the abbreviation.
I might have to make a few phone calls for this question.
he got a dialogue.
You need backup.
Well, David could answer the question too, because DC is stuck right now. He is super stuck. You are super stuck.
What's the question?
You dial a phrase. You dial David. Okay.
So, Mr. DC, I was looking forward to meeting some of your young friends tonight because I had some interesting questions. And these questions stem from young men that I know in that age group. So, my first question is, why is it young men from, we can start with 24 to the age of 29, feel that they can handle a cougar / MILF or whatever else names you guys got going on in your Millie era?
Can I answer it? All right. And simple, cougars normally have a lot more energy than a lot of young girls, so around my age group.
I thought that's reverse.
It sounds like it is, but in my experience, it's accurate.
Oh shoot. Okay.
Another thing is that it's definitely an ego thing. It's definitely an ego thing. And plus, older women like younger men.
And they know what they're doing.
Why do you think older women like younger men?
Hold on. I'm about to...
Why do the older women like younger men? Because I'm going to rip y'all up. What the rest of them at?
Because a lot of older women advertise that.
Advertise what?
They like younger men.
On what advertisement is this?
On every platform I've been in and in person. They like him young.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Like what? Give me one example. What platform?
In real life, on Twitter, on Facebook, even on Instagram.
Are they DMing you and saying, hey, I like you, young guys? How they doing?
That's what they post. They say men their age can't keep up with them.
So are they looking for their sons' ages or what?
Yeah. Wait, repeat that.
No, it's not disgusting. Hold on. We going somewhere. Are they looking for their sons' ages? What age are they looking for when they say young? How young are they going? 5-10 years younger than them?
Mid-20s, maybe 30 sometimes.
Okay. So I met a 26-year-old, real cute, all buffed up, gym. Oh, I'm in the gym. Okay, good for you. and he's trying to holler. So I was like, boy, you are so cute. Thank you. And he just wouldn't stop. So I said, young man, my daughter is a year older than you. You know what he said to me? He said, he said, if you won't tell, I won't. Oh my goodness. So he was persistent. And I'm not gonna lie, I had to talk to this young man because he really spiked my interest. He caught it.
There you go. You see?
No. On the level of his humor. So I said, all right, let me hear you out. I said, what's the problem? Why are you so persistent? I said, I shot you down several times and you still talking. So he said, oh, the young girls in my age group, they don't know, they're not mature. They don't know how to hold conversation. They want you to just do for them. I said, well, I hear that with the older women too. He's like, but still, I always liked older women. I was like, okay. And for me, I'm still not getting it because everyone wants to say age is but a number. But there's a breaking line to it. It's going to break at one point or another. Don't y'all agree?
What's the breaking point?
The breaking point is, so if he wants to sit on IG all day and I want to hold an adult conversation with him, but he can't take his face out his phone long enough. Well, you know what? That's a little biased because you have older men who do the same damn thing too.
There you go. You see, there you go.
I want to challenge that.
Okay, forget that analogy. Let me see.
I want to challenge that.
Let me see. All right. He can't come and talk to me about Xbox, whatever game they got going on, X5, whatever y'all game got.
Oh, damn.
X5.
Damn, she's an Xbox.
X5 is crazy.
See, this is come in at. Is it Xbox, yeah. S5? What is it called?
PS5.
Don't sound too old, man. You got the PS5 and then you got the Xbox.
Okay, so
he gonna come back.
He's coming back. I have somebody else that might be coming on that's like 27.
So
okay.
Yeah.
So there I go.
There you go.
My age.
You see.
So my whole thing is I'm gonna use Xbox because I like being funny. So with the Xbox now, we cannot have an Xbox discussion when I'm over here and I want to talk CNN.
Hey, listen. DC want to challenge that.
Let's challenge it.
Because
okay, let DC challenge that. You want to challenge what you said?
I want to challenge that. It's because that's the same thing where women want to date men that's 10 years older than them.
Are you talking about the girls in your age group that want to date the men in your age group?
The ones in their 20s, 30s.
So I got a little rebuttal, somewhat of an answer to that. Here's the thing. I'm speaking off of people that I know. These are live people, real people.
Live experiences.
The young girls in your age group, the late 20s, I have a young lady, she's 27. I see her as my daughter because she's the same age as my daughter. My daughter's 27. But this young lady, when I'm with her, talk to her, I want to give her guidance. Well, no. I do give her guidance. I listen to her, right? And she's on a dating app and she's been sharing with me what's going on or what have you. Fast forward, I have her. Then I have women in their early 30s, 30 to 35, right? And in these age groups that I converse with, a lot of them are spoiled by the older men who want them because the older men in their 40s, 45, 48, 50, 55, And I know these older men because these older men say these things to me, and we get into some scruffles because it's at times it's annoying and disgusting and frustrating to me. And they want them because of the dynamics that they would have with the younger woman, that they
youth
woman versus the youth. Us, the yeah, other older women. Yep. Another thing with these older men and a lot of Caribbeans too. Sorry, Caribbean podcast.
Oh, there we go. That one.
With them, they have this thing with the she young, fresh, and green. She's right.
But listen. Now, Teddy, what's going on, Teddy? Yeah. How you doing, man?
Hi, Teddy. Yeah.
Don't you know? You're here to defend, right? Yeah. How old are you, brother?
You said how old am I?
Yeah.
27.
Okay.
You said 27?
Yeah. Now, question. DC had. DC had.
You playing on a game? You playing on a game, Teddy?
I was putting this.
That's what I'm talking about. That right there.
He's
that
what?
Right there. Hold on. I can multitask.
Hold on.
You got his game.
That's why he's staring up.
Let him talk.
I know a man your age that play Xbox and has a PS5.
Yeah, but the attention span.
Mm. Okay.
It depends on where the man is and where the woman is in their level of maturity. So my maturity level wouldn't deal with what he just did just now.
Teddy,
do you indulge with dating older women, or you stay around in your age group?
I indulge in both for different reasons. Older women come a little more complete in the package, but at the same time, I like an adventure, so I'm going to get an adventure with females my age or maybe a little bit younger.
What age woman would you date as an older woman?
I dated, the oldest I've ever dated is 58.
58?
Now that's insane.
My God!
Teddy. Hey, Teddy. Don't let me.
She took you grocery shopping.
Listen. Don't let me.
That's a sugar mama. I only had one in my life.
don't let me use the young people term saying stop the cap.
No, I'm dead serious. I'm dead serious. No. Xavier, am I lying? 58?
No, you're not. You're not lying.
No, I'm just joking. I believe you. Sheesh.
But it's
58 is crazy. It's okay, probably had to walk up.
But funny thing is, she had a cane. That's the crazy part.
She had a cane.
I ain't care about none of that.
I knew it was a walk-on cane. One of them.
Yo!
That dude, Teddy, is ruthless, boy.
What is it? But think about it. I don't know your age. I'm not going to even ask you your age.
I'm 49, sweetie.
Okay, you're 49. But you see how you're saying, oh, okay. You know what you want. You know what you don't want. Woman that age, at least her, she knows exactly what she wants, and she's not dealing with nothing else. You know what I'm saying?
Grandchildren your age?
Nah, she didn't have no grandchildren. She has kids, but she don't have grandkids.
Her kids is older than you? Younger than you? What?
Her youngest kid was, I think, 2 years older than me at the time. Well, he's still 2 years older than me, but...
Did you pursue her or she pursued you?
Let me try to remember. We pursued each other in a way. We started talking because it was some show we had in common. And we just started chilling and we started binge watching it. And then we started binge watching it together and so forth.
Oh shit! He's an exception to the rule here.
Did you meet her kids? That's 2 years older than you.
Oh, I met all her kids.
And they didn't mind that their mom was dating someone younger than them.
Her daughter definitely minded. Her two sons, they really just asked questions, but honestly, they didn't care because it's not marriage. It's not a full-blown relationship. It's dating. It's something simple. It's nothing
crazy. That's even worse.
I have one question.
I mean,
were they calling you daddy?
Look at this. Mm-mm-mm.
That's funny because her daughter said, "Don't expect me to call him daddy." That's the funny part. They older than me, man. At this point, I was calling them. Sometimes I used to call them aunt and uncle just to mess with them.
David, you want a 58-year-old? You look like you jealous over there.
Nah, I wouldn't mind. I have not taken down a 58-year-old, but yeah, I wouldn't mind.
He said it like he got it on the list now.
Like, let me just check my schedule, see what's going on in it.
Right.
DC, that's on your bucket list?
Nah.
No.
Wait, DC, what's the oldest? Yeah, what's DC, the oldest?
DC, what's your cap? On the age, what's your cap?
Alright, so I remember I dated, I was in my 20s. The highest I went was like 33.
Okay.
That's baby numbers.
You know why I think that's his highest though? Because that's probably the highest that came to him. I think if anything higher came to him, he would have went for it.
I agree with that, Teddy. I definitely agree with that.
Because men are not prone to age. We don't care how old you are. We care more what you can do, but we don't care how old you are.
No, I'm sorry. When I was that age,
really?
No, I wasn't going up.
Must be my generation then.
I wasn't going up.
Okay, about none of that.
I wasn't going up.
We go old or nothing.
I wasn't going up.
We just want to know you can still walk. As long as you can still walk, we gonna make it happen.
Gosh.
Damn, that's generation.
Yo, Teddy draw no lines. I ain't say all that now. That's crazy.
Right. Any young females that go after older dudes, I think they go after older dudes or older established dudes, or that could, like you said, that can do things for them because they don't want that adventure, like that progress to get to that point with a guy. They just want to be there already.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
Yeah, they don't want to grow.
I agree with that too. I agree.
They don't want to grow with you. They just want to have it all.
I can't talk about
which is
that.
Weird because then most, not 100% of the time, but there's a percentage of the time that them females is not even. They don't benefit him other than more than likely a arm, candy, or sex.
Yeah.
Yo, hit me up, though. Hit me up real quick. Just like when young guys go after older women, sometimes it's like, you know, she don't benefit from dating a younger dude. She's just having fun. It's same thing for older guy. He's just having fun with a younger girl.
Right. There's nothing wrong with it. We know there's always a give and take, and the give and take is never always 50-50.
There's different levels. Both of you guys are right, and your views are correct, but there's different levels to it because there's different age groups that I speak to, and the men and the women, and to hear from all different, from the Gen Zs, the Gen X, the Millies, and all of that, to hear everyone, and the boomers, to hear from everyone, it's different for everybody. It's what purpose they're serving. And some people, for that older man dating the younger girl, it's how many areas she's fulfilling for him. For that young girl, for the older guy, how many areas he's fulfilling for her. Then you have the extra levels that's thrown in as well with the, oh, you just look good. You're young. Your skin is just so vibrant. Then you have some guys, the young guys, they get that mother thing feeling from this older woman for them that caters to them in ways that the younger girl doesn't. So they adapt to that as well. So there's so many different levels to it. So many levels.
I've heard about that before.
I speak to everyone. Everyone. 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. Like I said, the Gens, the Millies, the...
That's true.
The Boomers, everyone. And I hear everyone's story. Because I don't judge anyone. I listen to everyone. And you just learn something new every day. The times has changed. Because when Monty and I was coming up, we didn't look at older people like that. I didn't come up saying, oh, I want an older man. Da, 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 da. I never heard him say he wanted an older woman when we were coming up.
That became a thing when we was growing up.
So the times has just really changed. Xavier, okay. Do you like older men?
Hell no.
40s and 50s?
No.
So you good with your age?
How old are you, Xavier? How old are you?
I'm 30.
So you good with the guys in your age group?
Yeah, because I'm dating somebody to look at as if I'm dating somebody older than me, I'm like, you could be my father. I'm good on that.
Yeah, you would think that would be the mindset for all of us, like for the men, women to say you could be my son, and for the men to say you would be my daughter. I know guys that's in their 40s and their daughters is my daughter's age, 27, and they said that they would date even younger.
Oh, so I already told my father he gonna have an issue if he dates somebody my age. That's a done deal. Like, we not having that. I'm not hearing it, and he knows it. I'm not with it.
So she come in the door. She 30. She's like, hi, Xavier. How you doing?
She's getting grilled to no end, and I wish she would try something else.
I have another question. I was speaking to a gentleman in my age group in his 40s, and he spoke on men's egos. He said all men.
Okay.
Wait. Go Teddy. Teddy.
Let's go.
So, I just finished the game too. I'm here.
I can already tell that our relationship wouldn't work.
Oh, damn.
how would it work?
This is because if I come over, I need all of your attention. Okay. You can't be like this.
You're being greedy now. Yeah. I don't know how would it work.
Yes, Teddy. Teddy said, don't be greedy. You need time for yourself. Don't be greedy.
If anything, it's more impressive than playing the game and paying attention to you. That's right there.
I need your eyes, too. I need the eye contact. I need the eye contact. Uh-huh. So he said, all men, ego, mm-hmm. is fragile. Does that apply to you, Millies? I can't say millennium because I get tongue twisted. So I'm going to call you Millies throughout the night if you don't mind. Does that apply to you guys? Are your egos fragile?
I can't speak.
That's a real question. What do you mean by fragile?
Yeah. He just said all men's ego is fragile. And I was like, huh? It could fall in place for anything. You could something body-wise and a woman insults you or... Yeah, let's use that.
I will say this. As far as God's ego, if you can break it, you'll break him. But as far as it being, as far as a guy's ego, if you can break his ego, you'll break him. That's how I feel, because guys live off ego and females live off pride. If that makes sense.
Some guys and some girls. We can't speak for a whole general population. Yeah.
Well, we can't speak for, but in my experience, as far as the females I've seen and the men I've seen, a lot of them have egos, big egos, and a lot of them have big pride. If you break them, you'll break them. So as far as a guy ego being fragile, I don't think any guy's ego is fragile. At least 90% of men's egos aren't fragile. I think that they're threatened by certain things, but fragile, no.
DC, What you got?
Fragile. Doesn't that mean? That's why I didn't understand the
it could be anything along the lines of hurting your feelings.
Gotcha.
So the girl said to you, your size isn't up to par. Does she just break your ego because you thought the whole time that your stuff was the biggest?
So for a man on the inside, it can break him as egotistical. They'd be like, "What? What you mean? Like, show you what it is." But for the sensitive ones, they would take that to heart.
Listen.
Yeah.
What you think, David? What's up with your ego?
For me personally, I don't have a fragile ego, especially dealing with New York women. I don't got that. The situation you just said, if a man let that break the ego, then yes, they're definitely weak. But me, it's like, it is what it is. Go do what you got to do. That's how I just feel. Like, I don't really care too much because, you know, you're with me. So obviously I'm doing something, right?
Yeah.
I don't really care too much.
I think if more guys get into that mindset, it definitely will be a lot better. Because I noticed a lot of younger guys start to have the I don't care mindset, which protects the ego, like he said. If I don't care, then you can't break it.
Well, for me, it's more or less not I don't care, but it's more or less knowledgeable because there's always something bigger and better out there. I don't know how to explain it. Just, it's right. You know, the word's big. So,
no, right. Better put it, like you said, it's just that you acknowledge, I know I'm not the best, and I didn't think I was the best. So you're not hurting my feelings, really.
Yeah, like, you know, it is what it is. Whatever you say, you say. But you still with me, so I don't know.
So
it's a win is a win situation.
You could call it that, but at the same time, she's with you. So it's just like, she's saying this to hurt you, but at the same time, she's with you. So it's just like,
no, that's what I'm saying. It's like, it's a win. It's more like when guys my age, let's say it's half, like, let's say they get an apartment. This is a joke I see on TikTok. They get an apartment, but they got no bed yet. It'd be like, oh, win is a win.
A win is a win. No, see that, I agree. All right. If you put it that way, I definitely agree. Win is a win. At least you got the apartment. It is what it is.
Nah, but me personally, I wouldn't be selfish about it. I just wouldn't like a word. That's your word. I got you.
What are you gonna,
let me show you something.
DC, what are you going to do, though? Like, what are you going to do?
He's saying, like, he's about to go super saiyan in his soul.
Like, what are you, like, no, and, like, realistically, what are you going to do? There's literally nothing you can do about it. Like, what are you going to do?
You got it. Exactly.
So why would you let that break your ego? There's nothing you can do about it.
I wouldn't let it break my ego. It would be triggered something. I'd be like, okay. Like,
nah, you get too sensitive. Nah, just like, all right, it is what it is. It's nothing I can do about that.
Exactly. I'd be like, it is what it is. Actually, I know a situation similar like that happened.
Ooh.
This is what happened. So they got it on. They got it on. When they finished, she boldly told him, she was like, yo, I'm not feeling this. So she pulled out a vibrator right in front of him and did it.
That's hardcore.
That's disrespectful.
Did he assist him?
Yeah.
Like, he was assisting.
He was hurt.
Like, you bought the tag team that vibrator.
He was hurt.
He wanted to get it on.
That's
see, that's that 10% right
she's
there.
She's out of line. She was straight up out of line. That's disrespectful.
You gotta start with it. You can't do it at the end.
Hey, there you go, David. That's it.
Hey, we got a tag team there, sis. You the only one that's not in question, obviously. It's not both of us. So let's tag team this and get the job done. It's as simple as that.
Oh, shit. Damn, that's rough,
Damn,
in front of him, it's just guys.
I would have felt all time.
Nah, it was literally in front of him. Pulled it out and just started going to work.
Yo, he had to be the state immediately. Like,
he has he had to right be the state immediately. Feel whatever way he felt after that, he had all right.
He got to take that lonely train back to somewhere.
Like,
there's nothing you can do in that situation. Like, you just got to take the L and just never speak about it again.
Take that out. Take that out.
He could have laughed, or he could have laughed. But she could have fitted. She could have did all of that. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, she could have helped. They could have tag teamed. Like, all right.
Wait. I got a question for Teddy. Hey, Teddy.
I'm paying attention. I got you.
Teddy, come Teddy. On call, man. Teddy, coming at you.
I'm at tonight.
Teddy, if your 58-year-old would have pulled out a dildo, what would you have done? Would your ego be ruined?
No, hell no. First of all, let me tell you something right now. I'm a man of pleasure. I would have asked you had the toy before. You said we can make it work. We're gonna make it happen.
Yeah.
I will tell you, so I won't friend though. When I first moved to Jersey, there was a girl I met out here and she definitely humbled me. I was confident going in, I'm not gonna lie. She, you know, said, oh yeah, this and the third. She a bigger girl, you know. I don't discriminate against no size to a limit. But you know, we got to doing it, dude. I went over her house and I came out there a humble man, you know. I ain't had what she needed.
She needed 10.
I was not there.
I hear you, man. This should be
an honest. What did you do at that point in time, though?
No. Me and her went back in the kitchen. Her friend was there. We got to eating food, making jokes. But I went home like, listen, I talked to myself. I said, yo, you got to understand. Not everybody's blessed with a 10. You make what you got work.
Talk to him, Teddy.
Yo, you looked at yourself in the mirror? You had to talk to yourself real quick.
I had to talk to myself. That
you got
to
do what you got to do sometimes, man.
That's a fact.
Killer.
That's true.
When she said, oh, you know, he be putting the works on me, I'm like, oh, man, I could do that too, because I ain't never get a bad review. I can tell just during it, like, yo, I need something longer because
yo, did you stop? Like, did you stop midway through?
Hell no, my mother ain't no.
If I see her not, like, you know what I mean? I'm walking away. I take the L and go.
I'm gonna take the L and go.
Yo, no, at the end of the day, first of all, Teddy, you went in. Listen, first of all, Teddy, you went in, and she's saying the next man did something. I don't want to part with that because she's always gonna compare you to the next man. I want to do it. I want to do that.
She ain't compared. We was having a conversation, and that I remember. So to me, because she ain't my girl, nothing like that. I don't care. But to me, it's a little challenge. All right, I want to see. I don't know why I took it as a challenge, but definitely during it, I was like, yo, in my mind, I'm like, I'm hardly doing anything. Like, I'm doing something, but I'm hardly doing anything. But my mother raised no quitter. I gotta keep it going.
Real quick question. How you guys breaking up these days? Ghosting and all this. You gonna text a girl and break up with her through texting? That's what y'all do? And y'all?
Wait, am I in the serious relationship?
No. Huh? How do you break up with a girl?
Are you breaking up with a girl?
You text her? And a person?
Let's go back.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, for me personally.
Let's go back. Uh-huh. Can y'all help me, please? Ghosting. Who came up with that? Where'd that come from?
That's a good question.
That's a good question.
That is a good question.
It's something we always did. I feel like a lot of people always did. They just never put a name to it. Now it's a name to it. Why is it a name to it? We don't know. At least I don't know.
So that means dumping the person without... Wait, what's the true definition?
That means disappearing.
Disappeared on them.
Yeah, you just disappeared on
them. You not answer your phone calls, text messages, nothing.
No emails, no nothing. Just gone.
No communication, no nothing. We're not letting them know nothing.
And if you see them in the street, you hold the something to your face.
Go the other direction or you go across the street or something else.
You go like this.
That too. Maybe that.
Did we do this in our time when we was breaking up with somebody? This ghosting stuff? How did we
make cell phones like that, right?
Nah, it's hard. We didn't have no cell phones. That's a funny one.
We didn't have cell phones. What we did? We called on the telephone and broke up with the person.
Yeah, we just do the deuces, man. Yo, we out, man. I'm out. I'm off this. I don't know.
Did you call her on the phone and say, I don't want to date you no more? I don't want to go with you no more. Well, you know, our time is just like, I don't want to go with you no more.
It's like, yo, I'm done.
Yeah, so, you would communicate that.
See, the bad part is.
So for y'all not texting, y'all got the today's technology. Yeah.
The bad part is most dudes don't do that.
What they do, exactly?
They either ghost or they don't know how to. A lot of them don't know how to communicate.
They ain't man enough to tell you to your face,
whoa,
right?
Whoa.
Teddy, when you let go of your 58-year-old, how you going to break up with her?
How I'm going to break up with her or how it happened?
How you broke up with her?
Yeah, that was, what, years ago.
How did you break up with her? Did you ghost her?
We didn't necessarily break up in the sense that, maybe how you talking, like, how it happened was, she was moving. She wasn't moving far, but she was moving. And she sat and said, what do you want to do? And I said, well, you know, you got to go live the remainder of your life. I can't go with you.
You got to do what you got to do sometimes.
Y'all had a conversation. I'm trying to get to this ghosting thing and how you guys break up in your generation. Is it the texting? Or do you tell them face-to-face?
They have texting. They have face-to-face. It all depends on the individual.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So it's especially like when you just dating someone, they won't even communicate to like, yo, I'm not feeling this, I'm out. They would just...
Exactly. Some of them don't even do that.
Well,
they don't even do that.
Nowadays, they break up with you before they break up with you. Meaning they break up with you, move on, do them, and then 2 weeks later, oh, you ain't know we was not together? My fault.
Oh, shit.
That's happened. Many times. Yep,
that's happened. Yeah, that definitely happened.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I just slowly stopped talking to them. That's it.
That's how you do it, David.
But that's still ghosting.
That's not really ghosting because I don't block them. I don't unfollow them.
Just call her and be like, yo, I don't think this is working out between the two of us. Why can't you do it that way?
She's probably going to say, why? Why?
That too. It's the,
I love you.
So y'all want to avoid the questions? Y'all can't handle
avoid
the questions?
I like to say avoid the negativity.
All right, we're gonna just play the game, right? There's a game that I created called Your Opinion Doesn't Matter. DC's podcast, they had gave me, you know, we did a little interview. It's a constant thought-provoking debate formatted game. It's a very, very fun game for family and friends. We've got interesting topics, politics, social matters, sports, entertainment, the isms, sexism, racism, you know, along those lines. And for and against it. Now, for and against it is going to be a great one for y'all. It's going to help you accept other people's opinion, right? Remember, there's no right or wrong. Okay? It's not a 1+2. 1+1 is 2. It's your opinion. So your opinion doesn't matter. That's the name of the game. All right? So we're going to get this started. Now, we have a sand timer here. 30 seconds. Everybody has 30 seconds. So what you're going to do is the girls, the ladies, is going to challenge the men, right? So it's going to be a 3-on-3. And guess who's going to be the one to say who won? Me.
You are.
Yeah.
All right? So now, the professional way, which DC was playing it with his friends, the loser would take a shot. But, you know, we got to show some mercy on y'all today. Not unless y'all have drinks of your own at home, you know. But anyway, so now we're going to, and also now, here's the forward against it guy. Why I say this is interesting. Even if you have a position on a particular topic, right? Even if you have a position on a particular topic, remember, there's always another side to it. Remember, there's no right or wrong. You would have to, now say if it's for it, but you're really against it. Now, you would have to argue contrary to what you believe. Do y'all understand that? I hope I'm not sounding like a teacher, because I am the eldest in this building here. But okay, but let's just have some fun. I'm not going to talk too much. And so we're going to go, let Xavier challenge one of the guys. Now we're going to do points. The girl's going to have 1 points and then, you know, guy's going to have points. Ready to read the questions? Okay. Why are men so sensitive about expressing their feelings when they care for a woman?
The reason why they're sensitive for caring for a woman is because of they have heart for them, and they have this
entity for them. So they have a care in the world. It's a soft spot for them. And it's that masculine energy that they give them that they care. Like, listen, I want you to be home safe for them. So that's why.
I don't think you heard the question.
No, I don't think you heard the question, sir.
He didn't.
You understand what the question said?
Yeah, I understand the question.
I don't think you understood it.
We're gonna talk about it after she. I think she's gonna destroy you.
All right, guys. Next.
So you want me to answer?
Yes.
Yeah, he challenged you.
All right, repeat the question again.
Oh,
good. I heard it. I just repeat it.
Yeah, see, I'm not supposed to repeat it. Okay. Why are men so sensitive about expressing their feelings when they care for a woman? DC, did you hear that one? DC, you heard it? You're not listening.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Why are men so sensitive about expressing their feelings when they care for a woman?
That's the question.
Okay, so, I go now?
Yes.
All right, so I feel like men are more sensitive when it comes to caring for a woman because I feel like the way it's set up with their feelings and emotions, like women are very emotional, but men, they don't know how to express themselves emotionally. Or because they are men, I feel like it has something to do with masculinity. It's like, you know, I'm a man, so I don't want to, you know, I'm trying to hold back and, you know, express myself or whatever because, you know.
Time. Okay. Okay.
You already know what I'm going to say. You already know. CeCe got that.
Yeah.
She got it.
She got that.
Teddy. Listen, the topic is sex and lies. Before I didn't read the topics, but you know, there's seven topics. I'm just trying to rush through this here. Okay, now, Teddy, you challenged one of the ladies. So the ladies is up 2-1. Let's go, Teddy. Avenge the men. Let's go.
Xavier.
Oh, goodness.
Okay, now.
Okay.
The question is, would you pay for sex?
No.
No. Teddy first.
No, okay. There's no point. There's no point for me to pay for sex. I can get it for far less, even though paying for sex is more simpler, but no, I wouldn't. Me paying for sex is just admitting that I can't do nothing else for it. Like take a girl out or treat a girl, nothing like that. At least to me. Okay. Oh, I still got more time. Oh, damn.
30 seconds. I don't know.
Nah, that's all I got.
All right, okay. All right, Xavier.
Yeah. Me, I say no simply because I kind of think that's, I guess, on the bottom. It's like if you can't go to a person or find a way to get it without paying for it, I think that's a big problem personally. That's my thing.
We can't both be on the same arguing point.
No, it's serious. No, I would say no. I would have no reason to say yes in any way, shape, or form.
No, you couldn't have the same argument. Whoever articulated better, she couldn't.
Oh, you should have said it at the beginning.
What?
You should have asked. That's true. I should have said it. You know, I was just rushing through. Okay. So now, this one, I'm going to speak on something that I wanted to talk about on the podcast. Go ahead. All right. Okay.
Who am I picking?
Yeah.
Teddy.
Yeah.
Teddy, yes. Yeah. So it's 2-2. Let me ask you a quick question, right? Have y'all ever had sex with someone without them paying in some form or fashion financially? Like the gentleman, have you ever had sex with a woman without actually taking her out? Or like the females, have you just had it just to have without a man spending a dollar on you? Did that ever happen?
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
DC, Quiet Storm. What?
Yeah.
I ain't trusting that yet, DC, but I.
Yeah. That's pretty suspect. DC,
I ain't trusting
that.
He wasn't too certain. Man, yeah. I don't like it.
He wasn't at all.
DC had a flashback.
Yes, you said like, yes, what? Yes, you can buy it. DC, yes, you paid, or yes, you had sex without actually paying anything.
Nah, I didn't pay anything. I never paid for sex.
Meaning like a drink, buying a drink. Like buying a drink, taking a to dinner. I'm just talking about.
Okay, see, I didn't think about that.
I see what you're saying. I didn't think about that. Nah, absolutely not.
Absolutely not. You haven't.
No.
Okay. Now that you thought about it, Xavier, what about it? Have you? Have a guy ever, you know, without even buying you a drink?
Yes. I'm gonna say yes. So I've had it both ways. So.
Nicole, even though you had the whole scenario, same thing with you?
Yeah, same thing. Like I've done it before without them buying something.
Okay.
Taking me out.
CC.
Uh-huh.
CC.
Where's CC go?
She right there. Her mic is off.
I guess the way that you put it, you can say, yeah, I have.
Without him spending it down.
Yeah, without spending anything.
Okay.
David.
Do accessories that you already have at home count?
Huh?
I'm gonna say no.
No, what? Now you just lost me. What you say?
What?
Huh?
Exactly. We're all confused now.
Right?
What are you saying? He's running now. What did you say? I don't understand. Have you ever had sex with someone without you paying a dollar in any form or fashion? Yeah.
You said yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm.
You have another you adding something else to that question, because I have a spin to it, Monty.
Good, spin to it.
So we're all guilty of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But why is that? Because now we are in relations with people now in our lives, and I'm thinking all of us are, that the ball has shifted. It's a different game now. Now it's like, yeah, take me out to dinner. Now the guy is like, the guys have expectations, we have expectations, but why is that? If we all experienced that at one point in time in our lives, why has the ball, why the shift?
Because yeah. Now we have standards. Like, we have certain standards now. We know what we're willing to accept and what we're not going to accept.
But wasn't it fun before? Wasn't it fun before without all this, what you expected? It
is. But you look.
The rules and regulations and all that other stuff y'all got going
but
on.
But maybe it wasn't about fun. It could have been about emotions and how you felt about that person.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be that. But then also, you learn. As they say, you live and you learn. So you notice that. You do this and you didn't like how this worked out or whatever the case is, you decide, as Nicole said, you got standards. You decide, I'm not doing that no more.
I definitely say this. Right now, I don't know if y'all would agree, but right now this is a male versus female war going on right now. So as far as the, like he said, the rules and regulations, I think those were like the best times. Men knew what they were supposed to do, females knew what they were supposed to do, or how they were supposed to act in a sense. Nowadays, oh, you want standards? I got standards. It's not because they want standards, they have standards, it's because the other person is pushing for this and pushing for that. It's none of it's true.
And society around us today, that's making us
act that way.
That's true.
Yeah. But listen, don't y'all think as the women, it's like, but listen, I feel the men will stay, the young men, the older men, they're going to stay the same. They'll keep that same energy. But the women, they're going to have a long list of them, what not to do or what to do in order to get this. The list will get
not
long.
Really.
The list will get long.
Some people do have that list, that. But we have things that we can compromise with too.
And not only that, I feel like men are more feminine now. Like, you know, like they act
y'all very aggressive now. It's not men and women. Very aggressive.
Say that again, Nicole.
Huh?
I said, say that again.
Yeah, you know, like for real.
Oh, I don't know.
As far as David said, the aggressiveness, a lot of us feel like that's what we have to be now.
But why? Nobody told y'all to do that.
It's not a matter what you're telling
no
us.
No man said, hey, you got to be more aggressive.
Based on your experience.
Men tend to not be, they don't know how to, sometimes don't know how to take initiative or do things on their own. So we have to do it. And it comes off aggressive, but what do we want?
For us to be submissive, I agree with that.
But being submissive is like,
nah, y'all no limit soldiers out here. Y'all not submissive.
Yeah, it's because
you gotta give us a reason too.
But that's a problem. Like you said before, with no rules and regulations. Before, you know, everybody just knew what they're supposed to do. Now y'all demanding and y'all being no limit soldiers. Y'all demanding, then like, oh, you're not manly enough for me, but you demanded 150 things. I ain't got time for that.
But hold up, because I know some men who are saying, it's not my job to take care of a woman. A woman has to take care of herself. You can have your own money. So how do you feel about that?
Well, technically, it's true. You are an adult. Like, we're just dating. Like, I would do things for you because I want to do things for you. But now you're making it a requirement.
You're talking about back then when men knew their role.
We knew what to do, but we wasn't paying your bills. Just dating. I don't think so. For the most
part, they were paying bills.
They wanted them, so they got a question for Dakota.
I want to know. I want you to explain when you say men are feminine. A lot of men.
Yeah,
are feminine.
Explain that.
What does that mean?
That men are sensitive, and also they talk a lot more now. And that they pretty much want to be the ones taken care of.
And y'all being
Wait, what's the thing? Y'all feelings a lot more.
That's the messed up part about it. There's a lot of them that's still in there. They still, their ego is still taking control and they don't know how to do it.
Right.
Y'all asked us to be more feminine. That's what I'm saying. But okay.
Which is true.
So y'all got it. Now y'all mad. I don't get it.
But there's gotta be a balance, though.
The balance was for a woman too.
We got more in that feminine. Y'all got more aggressive. Y'all want the balance, but y'all switched the flow.
Yes.
Y'all literally switched the flow. Like.
Yeah, absolutely. It has been a change.
Women literally demanded us be more in tune.
And women are keeping the trim hostage too as you get older.
Yeah, that's exactly how it's going.
DC and Teddy jump in here. Come on now, don't let the ladies slay you.
They jump me.
I'm gonna say this. Females nowadays, like you said, they're more aggressive or minimal. I can never pronounce that word.
Feminine.
I can't even worry about it.
But y'all aggressive. In ways that y'all want to be aggressive, like ways that benefit y'all. Y'all don't want to take the whole role. Y'all don't want to take the whole role being
masculine.
But you're not supposed to. But y'all aim for it, but y'all half-ass it.
So
I agree.
Name one thing where
I can give you something very simple. Very simple amongst everybody. Mm-hmm. Before, men used to come up to females, want to date them. They used to have to come up, talk, whatever they had to do. You already know. Now, it's switched. We still got to do it, but y'all the aggressive ones. You shouldn't y'all do it?
Yeah, that switched it out.
When you say aggressive, like what? Are we saying like, you better take me out to eat?
No.
100% like that, though.
No.
The roles have switched in the way. I should be getting asked out more than I'm asking females out more since it's switched.
But, you know, here's the thing with that, though, because some men don't like to be asked out.
They don't.
How do you know?
Your opinion does not matter. You can't tell her that. She's speaking from her experience.
I'm just asking when. I didn't say she was lying. I said when.
Because there are men like that. Because at this day and time, there are still men who are gentlemen, and because of the way they were brought up to provide. Don't let me get biblical. Don't let me get the Bible.
Okay. Oh, Lord. Why are we just me and you?
Men are providers.
What about the unrealistic expectations?
Those men are still cut from that cloth, and they will not dare to have a woman ask them, can I take you out?
Exactly. Listen, but my thing is, you're talking about unrealistic expectations. What? Ahead, like what?
DC, like what?
Oh, what? Come on,
break
now.
It down, DC. Like break it down.
I want a man that's 7 feet.
But he got to
be athletic, have abs.
Yo.
But that's funny because you have to come in here. What all of that?
Y'all want to take him to BB?
His annual income got to be
what? Nobody has
$80. Your chick got to have an hour shape glass.
What? Big booty.
Hold on, hold on, hold on. Y'all want to hear something?
One mic.
That's it.
Yes, yes. All right, so listen. Good night, and this is the Your Opinion Doesn't Matter podcast, aka the round table.
All right, good night.
All right,
good night.
Please, please, please,
later,
Teddy.
Later, good night.
That cougar looking for you, Teddy.
Listen, I got me one cougar ready. I'm good on.
okay. Too much old folks, man. You're gonna be, you know, putting Bengay on their body, man. You don't want to do that.
Oh my God!
Wow.
All right, yo, 100.
That is too funny.
Bye, girls. Bye, ladies.
All right, bye, ladies. Good night.